Hello and good morning. I wonder whether you have that sense of bewilderment at the plethora of news these days that seems to create in one's mind a feeling that we are living in a rather disjointed set of sequences, whereby we have the good news coming from the ordinary people in our midst, at the same time as we are getting rather disappointing news from our top echelon of society, indeed, even the very top. I spoke recently about the 2020 Olympics as well as the Paralympics, and in both these events, the UK did so well, and certainly well above numerical ability when compared with giant nations like China and the United States of America. All those who took part and excelled did so after years of zealous, assiduous training and persevering, not to say also adopting the mindset and psychological emotion of having to perform and having to live up to the expectations of their trainers, their near ones, and the nation as a whole. And they did deliver. And we did applaud them. Last year, we applauded the NHS and its staff, especially the frontline ones, for going beyond their call of duty to support the nation in its hour of need. And we appreciated them all and thanked them, even within our own hearts. And then, only last weekend, we were dumbstruck by the sudden emergence of little girl Emma Raducanu, the 18-year-old girl, yes, only 18-year-olds, who took the tennis world by storm to shoot up from a position of just trying to qualify all the way to the position of world champion at Flushing Meadows in New York. All in one go, never dropping one set. We all applauded her, took pride in her achievement, but more importantly, loved her for her humility, serenity, beautiful smile, and understatement. And I'm not even talking of the A star she had in mathematics and economics. What an accomplished young lady! How proud will her parents be? And of course, how rich she will be, and very deservedly so. So these are examples of what ordinary people of this country have achieved in the last few months, and how they will, in their own chosen fields, give us joy, confidence, and pride. Now, what did our upper echelons of society do? Well, I can mention the little I know, and probably you all know. That is what we learn from just following the news. So we learned that while the NHS people were working their socks off, our Secretary of State was in a state of dalliance with someone who is not his wife. And we learned of money's being not so well spent, that is, money's we all contribute through our taxes and our hard work. Then we have the ongoing saga of the news about a member of the royal family and the case against him in the United States court. We learned of contributions to charities from suspect personalities and cash for access, that perennial aphid that destroys our society by penetrating its very core and eating into its innermost flesh. A situation that, if taken to extreme, will leave us all no more than a shell of a previous proud and respected nation. So now, my dear listener, do I have reason to be confused? on the one hand, proud of our ability to achieve and produce and serve, while on the other hand, also disappointed by the dissipation of the goodwill and the good fortunes of our nation. A nation that is entitled to its historical, cultural, and of course, diverse capability to be much greater and maintain its greatness. Am I right? I suppose that whether you think I'm right or wrong, you will have a very legitimate and apt question. Is there anything we can do to steady the ship, so to speak? Well, I cannot speak as though I am a prime minister or even anyone who with power to do anything. But I can still do something, no matter how insignificant. I can instill into my children and grandchildren a real sense of propriety and integrity. I can instill into them the honesty and the real essence of the fact that honesty is the best policy. They will obviously have a cacophony of voices around them, telling them to conduct themselves differently. And they will see a lot of unseemly behavior. But I hope that their inner strength will not be eroded with that aphid I spoke about earlier. Like any aphid, if it does not have a substance to eat into it, it will die. So, can we all help to see it die? I hope we can, and at least we should do our best. In this way, we can resist the disintegration around us. As Abdu'l-Bahá tells us, this rose in my hand will become disintegrated and its symmetry destroyed. But the elements of its composition remain changeless. Nothing affects their elemental integrity. The Bible gives us the story of Job and how he endured all his losses and misfortunes. But as we all read, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a wholehearted and an upright man, one that feareth God and shunneth evil, and he still holdeth fast his integrity. What a strong message. In the book of Psalms we read, my shield is with God, who saveth the upright in heart. And in Proverbs we read, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and discernment. He layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to them that walk in integrity. So, in conclusion, let us all go about our life with the following verse from the Bible close to our hearts. My shield is with God, who saveth the upright in heart. Goodbye.